Tyreek, Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio over here. Do you feel fortunate coming away with a win here tonight, considering the free throws? You and LeBron missed a couple of easy layups there in the fourth quarter, out-rebounded in that. Just your thoughts on game one.
I mean, I think we played well enough to win this basketball game. It came down to a possession-by-possession game, some big stops down the stretch. But we put ourselves in a great position. Like you said, a lot of easy missed free throws as well as layups that could have swayed the game and gave us the cushion that we needed. But we just have a resilient group. We believe in one another, and it was a good first playoff win of a new journey of a 2017 playoff. So.
Kyrie, Scott Sargent, WFNY, to your left. In a game where your shot's probably not falling as efficiently as you want it to, how big was it to get those two stops at the end and kind of will that defensively?
It was really big for our team, just the momentum, and just understanding, how big of a stop it was for that moment, and just take full advantage of it. I wish I could have converted on a layup going down the middle. That would have gave us even more of a cushion, but it's just a possession-by-possession game, especially against a team like this. And to get a stop like that felt pretty good. But it was all for my teammates. Do it again in any given moment. So just going forward, just keep the defensive pressure up.
Those two steals that you had personally, did you feel the crowd in those moments?
I was thinking about the next possession, honestly. You definitely could hear the crowd roaring. Best fans here playing at home, best feeling. But the next moment is what counted. And like I said, I'll be dreading that one. Going to the lane and Miles Turner kind of punches mine into a new planet. So, yeah. Hopefully next time I can convert on that.
Steve Ashburner, NBA.com. As you guys go through this thing for however long you go, people seem like they're going to be taking your pulse, your team's pulse, in terms of Cavaliers championship level. And I'm wondering, you mentioned this was step one. Where are you guys in terms of where you need to be?
I mean, it's a long journey, and we understand that. So, we don't take, one win for granted or any win for granted. We don't take any possessions for granted. Tonight was just a lot of mistakes on our end, a lot of 50-50 basketballs that should have been in our hands, a few rebounds kicked out of bounds, and those are things that we can correct. So we just understand that. We just got to take it game by game, and we understand that. We just have a veteran group, and if we do that, we'll put ourselves in a great position.
Do you feel like you guys have given opponents hope just from the way you've played and been critical of your own play?
This is game one of the playoffs, so we'll just take it from there. What are you asking exactly?
Well, it would seem that, you guys seem to talk about knowing you're not where you need to be. Opposing teams hear that, and that might make them, feel more confident.
I don't mean that we believe it. I mean, I've never said that. I understand that there's things that we can correct going forward, but I don't think I've ever said that, something like that where we haven't been in a good position. I don't know exactly what you're trying to ask, but I don't know if I have an answer. So,
if you guys feel vulnerable at all.
Oh, we feel vulnerable? Yeah. Hell no. No. Okay. Not going to any game with the group that we have. Why? I understand there's some mistakes that happened throughout the game. The regular season didn't end the way we wanted to. But like I said, it's just a step in the right direction. Game one of just taking care of home floor, and we just got to come out game two with an even higher focus, even better level of intensity, and limit our mistakes, and we'll be good.
Joe Vargan, Cleveland.com. Is there a common thread, Kyrie, between the Hawks game here and the Hawks game there, and then this one as far as just an inability to hang on to these leads that you build fairly late?
Just coming out in that fourth quarter, as well as past fourth quarters, we just have to do a better job of executing. That's what it really comes down to. We're putting a lot on Bron's shoulders to come out in the fourth quarter and get everyone shots, as well as the players that he's out there with. But I think it just starts on the defensive end and as well as our intensity on that end, coming in and just, teams, they come in. Lance hits two mid-range pull-ups. That gets him going. And then it turns from a 10-point lead or 8-point lead into a 4-point lead. So If we could sway that a little bit differently, I know that you know, our veteran ball club that we have will do a better job coming out in the fourth quarter with a higher intensity and execute on both ends of the floor. So.
Kyrie, we've seen in the regular season and even here today, defensively at times, you guys are outstanding. What needs to happen so that happens more consistently?
Well, we just keep them out of transition, limit our mistakes, and make them play half-court offense against us. I feel like we'll be in a great position if we do that. And going forward, it just some of the you know the shots that they were taking were long rebounds sometimes. You know, some of the nerves of guys just getting rebounds, and then we just kick it off our foot. If we limit those and we play half-court defense, and you know we make them beat them there, we're in a great position. So.